Hi there, welcome to this week's episode of the podcast with me, Russell Davis. This week, we're looking at everything about visualization and how to visualize and make it the most powerful tool for you to guide your body to do what it wanted to do. So let's dive in and help you visualize in a way that works for you. So, everything you need to know about visualization. I come from a kind of scientific background. My degree was engineering, maths, physics, and kind of science was my thing. Logic, understanding problems, engineering has been my kind of background. And many years ago, if someone said I'd be talking about visualization, the power of visualization, the power of the mind-body link, I was kind of almost laugh at them, thinking that's so woo-woo. But it really is grounded in science, and modern science and quantum physics is showing this and proving this more and more. Dr. Ellen Langer is a professor of Harvard University. She has spent her whole career, over 30 years, studying the mind-body link. And she's done the most amazing experiments. The Lerner Institute in America had an experiment where they got people to visualize doing little finger strengthening exercises. They built this little contraption where people put their hands in it and they measured the strength of their little fingers. Then they were sent away and just told to visualize doing these exercises that strengthen their little fingers. And they came back a few weeks later and they had up to a 35% muscle increase in their little fingers. That increased to 40% even after the study without even lifting a finger. Just imagining doing those exercises. That could save you some gym fees. So I truly believe in the power of visualization. So how do you visualize? Well, a lot of people say they can't visualize. They find it hard to visualize. And I'd say that I think everyone can visualize, but maybe it's about our expectations about what we expect to experience when we visualize. Some people expect to have a really, really detailed photographic or movie type image in their head. Now, some people can get that kind of level of detail. Some people can't, but that's okay. I don't think that really matters. Having a sense of something is enough. I do a lot of kind of visualization type exercises with my clients. We do therapeutic healing work, therapeutic regression work. I imagine to visualize or imagine being with a younger self. Some people can really see the room and get some of the detail of it. Some people just get a sense of their younger self, but it really makes no difference. They still get the same depth of change and healing and freedom from that kind of work, whether they get a sense of that younger self or really see the detailed younger self. And I do think the detail can come with practice. Some people are more practiced at visualization. Some people just, their minds work more in pictures than others. We process information differently. Some people process information more visually, some more with feelings, some more with sounds. We're all different. There's no right or wrong. There's no better or worse. We're just different. So some people connect to mental images far easier than others, and that's okay. Some people connect to the feeling of it. That's okay, and I'm going to come back to it, as I'll say it now. The feelings of it is even just as important as the visualizing it. And so if you have really clear visual images when you visualize, but you don't have a feeling, I'd say focus on the feeling, because that's just as important as the seeing. Our mind needs to know we can experience something that's a possibility before we can kind of grow into that sense of self. And experiencing something, one thing, aspect of it can be seeing it and visualizing it. The other is actually feeling it. There's a fabulous author, Dr. David Hamilton. He used to work for a pharmaceutical company, and pharmaceuticals, when they test drugs, had to test new drugs and medication against the placebo effect. And as you know, the placebo effect is when someone takes a sugar pill, they get told they're taking a specific drug, and they often get the same results as if they're taking the actual drug when actually they took just a sugar pill. It was the belief that taking that drug creates the changes. And part of introducing new drugs to the market, part of their testing, they have to test against the placebo effect. And David was fascinated by the fact that some drugs, the placebo effect was more powerful than the actual drug. It's not often talked about in the pharmaceutical industry. And he got fascinated by this whole thing about the placebo effect, but of course, the pharmaceutical drug weren't paying him to understand the placebo effect, they're paying him to market these drugs. He got so fascinated with it, eventually he gave up his job and dedicated his life to understanding the placebo effect and the mind-body link in detail and sharing that with others. And he's written a number of great books, The Thought That Counts and things like that, that look at this in more detail. Anyway, he talks about feelingization. He too thinks that the feelings are so important when we visualize. It's not just the images. So don't worry if you don't have a detailed graphic image, as long as you can get a sense of what you're visualizing. Another thing about visualization, I say, is start with the here and now. Often people jump to the future, imagine themselves pregnant. I'd say start with what you want your body to do in the here and now. Connect to your body. Connect to your body in the here and now. Start with being present. Often we jump to the future, we're not being grounded, we're not connecting to our body. It's like trying to lead a horse by dragging it. We need to connect to it. It needs to trust you, it needs to be with you, it needs to be a connection, like a dance, an old-fashioned dance. The man often leads. There needs to be a connection in that couple for the feminine to relax and trust the masculine in the dance, which is very true for a relationship as well. There needs to be a connection. So connect to your body in the here and now. Imagine, visualize what you want your body to do in the here and now. And then start progressing that to how you want that to roll out into the future. Just one thing I'd say, start in the here and now, then go out into the future. And some people say they struggle to imagine themselves pregnant, to visualize that, or get a sense of that. And I'd say, well, explore what's your relationship with that idea of you being pregnant. What is it that's stopping you visualize that, getting a sense of that? Is it some kind of fear? Fear of being pregnant, fear of being a mother, or some kind of belief it's just not going to happen. There's some kind of story, some kind of thought that's blocking you, relaxing into and imagining that idea. And yeah, and those fears, those blocks here can really prevent us, not just from visualizing, but actually creating that reality, because those fears and negative thoughts can often put tension into our body. So often, when you try to visualize with those blocks, it's a great way of identifying, okay, there's something here I need to focus on. That's the project you versus project baby. There's something for you to dive into and explore, hopefully with someone that can guide you through that, to let go of those blocks, let go of those fears, to allow you to relax into the possibility of being the parent you want to be and creating the family you want more fully. Because visualization is a really powerful tool to harness the mind-body link. But visualization is not a tool you can use to overcome limiting thoughts and beliefs. That's not what it can do. For those who need some, maybe some deeper or different specific kind of psychological interventions or therapy or coaching to help you over those. So visualization is not a tool to overcome fear. It's a tool to really guide your unconscious mind to do what you want it to do. And sometimes it needs a bit of a helping hand. But if it's pushing against the tide of fear, then you need to let go of that tide of fear. And talking about fear is the difference between visualization and manifestation. I'm not a big fan of manifestation because I think it goes against all the things I've been saying in this episode. One is manifestation is just thinking. You're just imagining it. And you're not actually starting in the here and now. And you're not really often feeling into it and imagining how it feels to have those things. Manifestation is almost thinking that thing you want into your life. I got a coach and a friend who did a program, an event once. It was called If the Secret's So Great, Where's My Ferrari? I loved that title. It was a great adventure. I went along, and it was a great event, and I loved his take on it as well. Actually, manifestation can actually often be focusing on the outside in, that is some external power that has the external energy, the power to bless you on a day, and you bless you with these amazing things. You just got to think it in. I believe we co-create our life with that energy. It moves to us from the inside out. So it's about your relationship with yourself in the here and now, and those fears and insecurities that can block that flow, block that kind of creation of the life you want. So it's about you connecting to your true self and knowing you're bigger than who you are, that there's energy behind life. You're made of it, you're part of it, and you're channeling it through you. That you're made of it, you're part of it. You're worthy, you're lovable as you are. And connecting to who you are in this moment. Imagining, visualizing what you want your body to do in this moment. That's almost the most important thing. Not like the future, just imagining what your body wants to do in this moment, moment by moment. It can be the most powerful way of harnessing the mind-body link. And then, yeah, you can begin to roll that into the future and see how that feels. That's almost just a test to see if there's some blocks. I think for me, the real mind-body link powerful stuff happens in guiding your body to what you want to do in this moment. But yeah, do allow yourself to go into the future and feel how it feels to be the parent you want to be, to have the test result you want, and just allow yourself to feel into that and notice how it feels to be that you. And the trick is to start to allow yourself to feel those things in the here and now, to live from that place, live from that feeling, living as if you have those things now. Because if you think those things are going to make you feel those things, again, you're looking in the wrong place. You're looking outside in. So these are some of the traps that trip us up from really harnessing the power of visualization. Those fears, those insecurities, those self-doubts that we try to visualize our way through, but it's actually the thing holding us back. So that's helpful to explore a little visualization a little bit more. So in summary, yes, start from the here and now. Guide your body to do what you want to do in this moment. Allow yourself to feel into it. How does it feel to imagine your body doing that? Notice how it feels. And then get a sense of whether you can do that. Your mind allows you to do that fully and completely, or there's a block that's stopping you really truly imagine you're creating the life you want. And then be aware of those blocks. Get curious about those blocks. And maybe then get some help to let those go. To really free you up to creating the life you want. With this energy behind life as your co-creator. Moving through you in this moment. Loving you.